Okay, today's daf is Shkalim, daf Yud Aleph. As we are on Yud Aleph Beis, there was a daf Be'in share last night. Hopefully it's up, relating to Aseres Hadibros, which came up earlier when we had the Aseres Hadibros on daf Zayin Amid Vav Amid Aleph, discussing the Kapara of the Shkalim for the Chet Egel. It's going to come up later on as well in the sixth parak. Either way, there's nothing in here. Feel free to listen relating to Aseres Hadibros. So we are on Yud Aleph Beis now. We're still on the sugyas of what do you do with leftovers? What do you do with leftovers and certain items that had to be purchased? From what were they purchased from? From which leftovers? So we mentioned there are differences between actual items that are considered carbon versus machshirei carbon. We discussed the difference between the para on the Seir Mishtaleach versus the ramp that the para went up on. Either way, we continue relating to those types of issues. Says the Gemara about seven lines up from the bottom on Yud Amud Beis. Amar Reb Chizkiya, Tana Reb Yehuda Gad Genios, Hashulchan v'haMenorah v'haMizbechos. The Shulchan, as we know, with the Lechem HaPanim on it, and the Menorah with its branches, v'haMizbechos, and the Mizbechos. That's plural. Mizbechos is plural, meaning the two Mizbechos. We know there were two Mizbechos. They each had three different names, but there was only two Mizbeachs. One Mizbeach was outside, that was called the Mizbeach HaChitzon, Mizbeach HaNechoshes, or Mizbeach HaOla, right? All the same Mizbeach, the big one that all the Karbonos were brought on. And then you have the Mizbeach HaPnimi, also known as the Mizbeach HaZahav and the Mizbeach HaKtores, which did not have any sacrifices on it except for the Ktores, and once in a while you sprinkled some blood on there from one of the other Karbonos, but there were no Hakravas done on that Mizbeach. So all of those, the Shulchan, the Menorah, and the Mizbechos, VaHaParoches, Ma'akvenes HaKarbonos. They're ma'akiv the karbanos. If they are not in place, then they are ma'akiv the karbanos. They hold back the kapara that needs to be achieved. Divrei Rabbi Meir. The chachamim omrim, and the chacham say no. Question about the girsa here. We're going to go with the girsa of the gra and of others. Ein lecha ma'akiv es hakarban ela. The girsa that the Tiklan Chazitin also has. Karkov the keren bilvad. They change it from the kior and the kan, because that's a little difficult to say that the only item that's ma'akev is the kior, where they wash their hands from. That's not even part of the kli that you, any of the kin that you do the avoda on. So the girsa change is to karkov, which is the part of the lattice work that was around the mizbeach, and the kronos, which are the horns on top of the mizbeach, which are required for certain zrikos. So that is the shita of the chachamim. Continue a little more. Aren't there other opinions? The Lokein Amr Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi Ben Chanina, Traveon Amrin, but then don't we have another Shita? Kol, and they say as follows. Kol Hei Dechsiv Nochach. Wherever it says the word Nochach in the Torah related to a Kli, Ma'akev. That's Ma'akev, the Kapara being brought. Whenever it says Nochach, right on the Tiklan Chazak gives examples, that's HaMenorah, Titein Nochach HaShulchan. Sometimes the word nochach is used, sometimes the word of tzela is used. Tzela ain't a ma'akev. But tzela, where it says tzela, is not ma'akev. That's what Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina hold. V'yamar Shua bar Nachman, Mishir Rabbi Yonah, saw in a third opinion, a fourth opinion even, v'afilu tzela ma'akev. Even tzela is ma'akev. And v'yamar Rabbi Eila, b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, v'afilu sima ma'akev. Even if you say v'samu, Vesamta, Simo, which would make almost every kli being ma'akev. So how could you have all of Reb Chizkiya and the Tana de Reb Yehuda and Reb Meir and the Chachamim saying something and these other Tanaim holding something else, right? These other Amoraim. So we say that they don't hold like the Tanaim. How exactly do we put all of these opinions together? So the Gemara answers. Amar Rebbe Chanina, Kan ba'avodas pnim, ba'avodas shebifnim, Kan ba'avodas shebachutz. Right, the difference is avodas pnim and avodas chutz. Right, there's different, the avodas pnim inside avoda for the zrikos related to the inner mizbeach, anything that has to do with inside. So then that's ma'akev, because that already has a higher standard. But avodas chutz, it is not as high of a standard, and therefore it might not be ma'akev. We find other examples of this. Sometimes shvicha shirayim, according to some tanam, are ma'akev for the avodas pnim and not for the avodas chutz. We find other examples of this as well. Two ha'aras. Once we're talking about kalim, it's important to remember, what are, like, here we have all different opinions. Which kalim? How many kalim were there in the Beis HaMikdash? Just to keep track. There was only one kli that there are some rishonim that say that there's a mitzvah daraisa to make. All other asiyas kelim are included in binyan hamishkan. V'yasuli mikdash v'shachanti b'socham. That mitzvah saseh includes all of the kelim. But there is a separate mitzvah according to some rishonim. Not according to the Rambam. The Rambam, if you look in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, he says, what are the mitzvos? There are six mitzvos in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Three asays, three los asays. Mitzvah number one, livnos mikdash, to build a Beis HaMikdash. That's it. Included in that is everything, all of the architecture, and all of the kelim are included in that mitzvah. Livnos mikdash. Including the menorah, including everything. Right? That's the Beis HaBechira. If you look in the next set of halachas, Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, where you would expect it to be, there the Rambam talks about the mitzvahs, I say, of making the Shemen HaMishcha, and the Isser of smearing it on you, the Isser of smearing making the Ketores, all of the usages of the Kalim. But the creation of the Kalim, the Rambam considers all included in here. The Rambam continues and says, we find the halacha, the elu hein advarim shein ikar bevinyan abayis. The following are considered ikar. Os in bo kodesh, v'kodesh kadashin, v'yesh lefnei ha-kodesh makam echad v'o nikra ulam. That's the antechamber, before you get to the heichal. V'shlashta nikra an heichal. All three, including the kodesh kadashin, the Rambam calls heichal. V'os in mechitza cheres aviv, and you make another mechitza around, and you call that kodesh. The osin b'mikdash shiva kalim. And included in this, you have seven kalim. What are the seven kalim? Mizbeach la'ola u'lashar karbanos, the mizbeach la'ola, the kevesh sha'olim bo la'mizbeach, that's a sugya, whether the ramp is considered a separate kli or not. A separate kli, you have a tzivui in the Torah to make the ramp. Is that just a secondary to the mizbeach, or is that a separate kli? Umakomo lefneha ulam mashuk ledarom, and it's a little south coming out of the heichal. The kiyor v'kano, the kadesh b'menu akonim, yidei v'ragleim la'avoda. The kiyor, to wash their hands. Umakomo b'ino ulam ala mizbeach. That's also interesting. The kiyor is between the mizbeach and the ulam. You would think it would be on the east side of the mizbeach. So the kohanim go in, they wash their hands, then they go to do the avoda. But Kadosh Baruch Hu says the kiyor has to be on the opposite side of the mizbeach, on the west side of the mizbeach, a little bit on the south side, between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, for reasons unknown. Umizbeach l'katoris, uminorah, v'sholchan, and those three are in the Kodesh Kadashim, right? Those are all the kalim that are included. And then he talks about what exactly you build it with. But those are the kalim that are discussed in the beginning of Hilchas Beis HaBechira. When we have these different opinions of what's ma'akev, we have to at least touch on the sugya of, okay, so what if we could get one of these kalim today? So can we bring karbanos? Right, it's only this kli is ma'akev, and that kli is ma'akev. Okay, we'll make a kiyor, according to Argirsa. Or we'll make a mizbeach. What are their other issues? Again, a large sugya, in terms of bringing karbanos mizmanazeh. Can one bring karbanos? Let's say, if all political issues would disappear, would we be able to bring karbanos mizmanazeh? So we know there is a machlokes rishonim, Rashi Tosfos, as old as machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Are we going to even build the third Beis HaMikdash? Are we going to build machlokes Rashi Tosfos in Maseches Sukkah and elsewhere, whether the third Beis HaMikdash is going to be built by us, which is the way the Gemara sounds like, or it's going to come down from Shammai and built, like what we learn in kindergarten. Every time you do a mitzvah, there's another brick on the Beis HaMikdash. So there's machlokes Rashi Tosfos, whether that's going to happen. Maybe it's going to come down from Shammayim. We're not going to have to do anything. Right? If you look in Nachem, in the tefillah of Nachem, that's what some of the Achronim bring a raya. Nachem, it has a line that is going to come down in fire from Shemayim. We have a line like that in Nachem. So, again, there are different days exactly how it's going to happen, and however it should happen, it should happen soon. But either way, are we allowed to bring karbanos? So the Rambam Paskins, a Rambam that is talked about in many sugyas, the Rambam in Perek Vav of Hilchas Beis HaBechira, the Rambam holds, Machlokas Tanam, you can bring karbanos without a Beis HaMikdash. You let it bring karbanos. You don't need a Beis HaMikdash to bring karbanos. Even though we're in the time period, Bizman Hazeh, that you're not allowed to be makrivan a bama. We know there are six different times in history, whether bamos were mutter or aser. It was mutter before the Mishkan. And then the Mishkan, it was aser. Then the Mishkan was captured, and then it was mutter. Then in Shiloh was aser. And then after Shiloh was mutter. No, and then Beis HaMikdash is aser forever. Okay, so it's aser forever now, but it doesn't mean the Mizbeach in the Makam HaMikdash you're not allowed to bring without a Beis HaMikdash. That's the Rambam Shita. The Rambam says, Idukhas Beis Abchira. Lefichach, makrivin akarbanos kulon. Afalpi she'ein sham bayis banui. You're allowed to bring karbanos, even though we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. The Ochlin kadshe kadshim, b'chol ha'azara. Afalpi she'hi chareva. Ve'enemu kefes b'mechitza. Ah, what about the karbanos? Are you going to eat it? You can eat it there. Even though it's all desolate, says the Rambam, you can eat kachi kachim there. V'yoklim kachim kalim, umayser sheni, b'chol Yerushalayim. Afal pi she'ein sham choma. Even under the wall, why? Because the Rambam says, I hold, she'kedusha harishona, kitsha l'shaita, v'kitsha l'asilavo. The first kedusha of Yerushalayim was Mekudesh forever. And then the Rambam discusses, again, a major topic. Why does the Kedusha of Yerushalayim last forever from the first time the Bnei Israel went in, while the Kedusha of the rest of the land of Israel, only that's Kedusha Shnia, Kishol Shaita v'Kishol Asalava. But the Kedusha Rishona was Batel when they went into exile in Galus Bavel. So what's the difference between the two? And the Rambam talks about his famous formulation of Kibush versus Chazaka, which we're not going to get back into now. But either the Rambam holds, you can bring Karbanos. So what's holding us back, besides politics, besides that there are other nations that don't want us to bring Karbanos in the Makom HaMikdash? So there are five or six other very important halachic issues which are problematic. Rabbi Bleich, in one of his contemporary halachic problem volumes, puts together all of the issues, and he lists off, I think it's six different issues that have to be dealt with. Again, this was came to the fore in the mid-1800s, early 1800s, with Sfiris Kalischer, one of the great Ovi Tzion, wrote a Sefer Terisha Tzion, where he talks about the possibility of starting it up again. And all the Achronim talk about the Drisha Sion, the Binyan Sion, and the first Shuvah, the Binyan Sion. In the Aruch Laner's Shuvahs, he talks, a couple of Shuvahs, he relates to these issues of whether you can be Makar Bizban Hazeh. The eight issues that Rabbi Black brings up is, number one, Tumah. That's the big one. Tumah. Do we say, Tumah Tuchar B'tzibur? In this context. Right, we can't. We don't have any other choices. So, but that's one issue. Number one, the most obvious issue: whether we could get there. Number two is: are we allowed to go there in this state? And we don't even exactly know where to go. Do we know the exact measurements, exactly where the Mizbech is supposed to be, and where we are allowed to go as Yisraelim, as Kohanim? Do we know everything exactly? The Mizbech has to be in the exact spot. Right, the Rambam writes this also in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. The Mizbech is. I read you the Lashon, the Perek Beis. HaMizbeach Mekomo Mechuvan Biyoter. The Mizbeach is an exact spot. Doesn't move an inch. Ve'ein Mishanen Osomim Komo Olam. Shemar Vezem Mizbeach Lola Uli Yisrael. Uba Mikdash, why is it so important? Uba Mikdash Ne'akad Yitzchak Avinu. Shene'emar V'lech Lechaler Samariya V'chulu V'chulu. That's exactly where the Akedah took place. Uba Mesores Biyad HaKol. And it's a Mesorah that everybody knows. Shahamakum Shebana Bo David Ushlomo Hamizbeach Bagoran Aravna, in that spot that David and Shlomo bought, Hamakum Shebana Bo Avraham Hamizbeach, Vakaral of Yitzchak, that's where the Akedah took place. Vuhuamakum Shebana Bo Noach Kishayatza Minateva, that's where Noach built him. Vuhuamizbeach Shehikrivalav Kain Vehevel, and that is the place where Kain Vehevel gave their karbanas. And that's the place that Adam Arisho gave a karban, which, by the way, is where one of the Ramban's rayas that the karbanos are not just a counteract of Avodah Zarah, but it's its own element in terms of something positive, not just a counteract of Avodah Zarah. He was the only one in the world. And that's where he was created from, Umisham Nivra. And then the Rambam adds, Midos HaMizbeach Mechuvanos Harbe. He emphasizes, it's in an exact spot. Vitzuraso Yudua Ishmi Ish. Its Tzura is known. Going back in the Mesorah. And then he quotes, Shlosha Nevi'im Aluim Aminagola. Three Nevi'im came up from the Golas to tell him exactly where the Mizbeach was. V'chulu. Okay, that's the Rambam. So you see the Mizbeach has been in the exact spot. We don't have Nevi'im. We don't have the Nevi'im to tell us where the Mizbeach is. And some Achronim point out that even if we would know exactly where the Mizbeach is, it's been out of the Mesorah. Right? Similar to the Tchelis discussion and the other discussions. So maybe even if we would know exactly where it is, we wouldn't be able to act upon it. But that's the Mizbeach. So number one is Tumah. Number two is the placement exactly of the Mizbeach and others. Number three are Kohanim. Kohanim Muchzakim, Kohanim Miyuchasim. Most Kohanim today are what's called Kohanim Muchzakim. We assume they're Kohanim. But they can't eat Truma. They can't eat Challah. Right? Because we rely on the Chazakah. So what's the worst they're doing? They're making a Birchas Kohanim Bracha. Shalom, right? Lebatala. But it's not, Not so bad. Maybe even Yisrael might be able to make that bracha b'di'evad b'di'evad and only violate an aseh. But either way, that's another problem of the Kohanim. Big day kahuna. Big day kahuna. What about minui kohen gadol? What about shkalim? Everybody has to partake. And the carbon of seber has to be brought on behalf of all Klal Yisrael. So these are all not only technical, but very important problems which would not make it feasible or possible to be able to start them as the carbonas today. But either way, this is the what's related to that. Theoretically, if we got over all of these problems, not all the kalim would be ma'akev, right? All the different days here, what would be ma'akev for avodas panim and for avodas chutz? Weiter. Amar bichanina, third line. Shachzis gedola haisa bebnei kohanim gedolim. There was a great shachzis. What's shachzis? Gaiva. There was a great arrogance by the Kohanim Gedolim. What do you mean? What they do? As the Mishnah said, we had yesterday, that each one used to build their own ramp for the Paradumas. Right? The Kohanim Gedolim used to build the Mishal Atzman. So the Gemara says it was a big waste. She yoser mishishim kikrei zahav hayumotzin ba. Tremendous amount of money. Shaya kivsa shal para omeid. The kevesh of the previous paraduma. Remember, there have been 9 in history. So the previous paraduma, it was there. Nobody wanted to use, I'm not going to use my friend's kevesh. They used to bring it and build their own. What exactly was the shachsis? What exactly was the gaiva? So the achronim point to 2 different possibilities. Number one, maybe it was a big waste of money. A big waste of money, and that was the problem. Number two, it wasn't the money per se, but it was the fact that they didn't want to use their friends. Right? They were mevatel maisa chaveira. I'm using this kevesh. No way, I'm not using the kevesh. I'm not doing the same thing that my friend did, which is the exact opposite of the message that the Bali Musar point out in Parshas Naso, where every one of the Nesiim brought the same exact carbon. What's the point of repeating that over and over again? Right, well, that which makes Parshas Naso the longest Parsha. What do you have to repeat it all over again? The point is that they were humble, and they said, I'll bring exactly what my friend brought. The exact same thing. I don't have to be better than him. Right, I can do the exact same. That's exactly the opposite of Rav here. Shachzis Gedola. Right, Oif Shalom or Odif Shalom. This is what they did, starting with, obviously, Nachshon ben Aminadav, but all of them followed that. They could do exactly what their friends did. Exactly the opposite. Let's just finish a little more, and then we'll talk a little more about Gaiva. Hesiv, Rabbi Ula, Kumi, Rabbi Mana, Vatani Shimon HaTzadik. Well, didn't we learn Shimon HaTzadik says? Shtei paros asa. Shimon HaTzadik did 2 paradumas in his time. Lo bekevesh hotzi azeh. And he himself had 2 grams. So you can't say that it was out of Gaiva, right? Because number one, what, he's comparing himself to himself? So it sounds like the second shot, right? It might have been a waste of money, but either way, so it's Shimon HaTzadik. Islucha lameim or Shimon HaTzadik shachazaya. Can't be. So the Gemara says, my kadun. So what do you say? So the other opinion said, no, it wasn't bad. Al shem maila hi bapara, silsal hi bapara. No, it's a special, just like we have all the other halachas of a high standard for tum and tara. So every kohen gadol, you could say, he was l'shem shemayim, and he just wanted to make sure it was tar, and therefore he brought, he made a new ramp in order to bring his paraduma. Okay, it's a different day as in the Gemara. Again, gaiva is a very, let's just finish all 2 dots first, okay. Tani, Zizan, Vixalim, Ayoyotzin, Mikano, Mikan, they had different, not only the ramp, but outside of the ramp, they had other projections that went out on the sides, Kadesha, Lo Yetsu, Viyatsitsu, Hakonim, Viyatamu, so that the Kohanim wouldn't stick their heads out and become tummy. What does that mean? Two ways. The Mepharshim explained 2 ways. The Karbana Eda here says, so that they, the people involved in the Paraduma, we know, are become tummy. Right? That's one of the Shlomo Melech's couldn't understand. It's Batami as a Taharimu, Matara as a Tameim. So they didn't want the people who were tummy to reach out and lean out off the ramp and go over other people or touch other people, but it might be Matami them. Others say it's the opposite. Right, the Gilgal Nashas here quotes the opposite, that they shouldn't lean over and become tumas. Oh well, maybe there'll be some type of corpse tum up on the side of the ramp, and if they put up these projections on the sides, that'll block the view. Nobody will get involved in looking in or looking out, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. Good. The Gemara has an emphasis here, as we said, shachzis gedola, in terms of the isser of gaiva. The Ramban notes in the Torah, are there any mitzvos or averos related to midos? Generally not. The Achronim point out, is there a mitzvah to be a nice, besides the Avzal Recha Kamocha, which demands actions, but just being a nice guy, all the midos that the Rambam talks about in Hilchos Deos. Is there a mitzvah related to any of them? So the Ramban says, well, at least one. At least one. And that is Gaiva. Gaiva, the Ramban also emphasizes this in his famous Igeres. Igeres Ramban, the first mitzvah that he talks about is Kas and Gaiva, which are related. The Ramban says in Parsha Shoftim, relating to the king. Why does the king have to have a Sefer Torah with him all the time? Levilti rum levavo me'achav. So his heart doesn't get raised up from his brothers. The Ramban says, Nirmaz bikan batora iser haga'avus. This is the remez, the iser of gaiva. Ki akasuv yimnas ha-melech mi ga'avus v'romamus ha-leiv. Mikol shekeinu acherim she'en ruyim l'kach. If even a king, which maybe it's appropriate to have a little gaiva, based on his position, surely anybody else is not allowed. Ki baro'i lehisro meimu lizgadel, yasirenu lios levavo shafel, kechol achav aktanim imenu, ki agaiva mida meguna v'nim eses, eitzel ha'elokim v'afilu b'melech. Right? That only l'cha Hashem agdula v'agvura ha'tevaris. Right? Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's gaiva. If you look in the Archa Sadikim, one of the anonymous Sifrei Musar that we have from the period of the Achronim, says the first midi talks about, Archa Tzadikim talks, he goes through every midah. He has Shara Charata, Shara Daiga, Simcha, Ratzon, Kinna, Zrizus, Atzlus, everything. The first one, what's Perek Aleph? Shara Gaiva. Right, that's the first one he talks about. That's the first step. He says, V'lo Ra'inu, Kazos, L'ra'a, B'chol Hamidos. If a person thinks of themselves as greater than all of the midos, everything else would slide, any kind of tochacha would slide off of them. V'lachein tzaricha adam lehischakeim. We have to try to be wise. Lahaniga elaminaga ra'ui v'letchoso sabimakom she'ene ru'u yalo. And we have to say that, right? This is the midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, right? The two of us can't live in the same town together. Because the more a person raises themselves up, the more they take away a space from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? This is Gaiva that he discusses. And he even says, it's so pernicious that we have to be so careful about it. He says, Ba'ale gaiva heim is so avim b'enei Hashem, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, to'avas Hashem kol gvalev. Right, it's any gvalev. And he says, look closely in the Pasuk in Mishlei. Va'filu lo nisga'al shum adam. Lo b'dibur v'lo b'maisa. What's the Pasuk in Mishlei? Gvalev. Even in the heart. Even if I don't act upon it or speak about it, even just feeling it inside, it's already to'avas Hashem. Very strong lashon. To'avas Hashem kol gvalev. So that's why there are many chazals, right? Kilo ovid avodah zara, because we're worshipping ourselves when we're a balgaiva instead of worshipping HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, this is something that we have to constantly balance the level of self-worth and self-appreciation and self-confidence, which is important to have. A person can't think they're nothing. There is a concept of self-worth and self-confidence, as the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, Bishvili Nivraha Olam. But on the other hand, V'anochi Yafar V'efer. We have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Again, there's a lot here in terms of Gaiva. Feel free to look at it in the first shahr of Archa Tzadikim. Good, we continue now with the two dots. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva Omer Emes Takrin V'chulu. The Mishnah discussed the machlokas. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael and others, what do you do with the leftovers of the Shiari Lishka? So the Tanakhama said, you buy things. You buy things with it, and then you sell it for a profit. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you don't. You don't. Ein mistakrin b'shel hekdesh. Why? What's the svar? So we mentioned one svar. I'll throw out another one today. Why does Rabbi Akiva say you're not allowed to do business for hekdesh and make a profit? Number one svar is you might lose. You might get a loss, so you don't want that to happen to Hekdesh. The other svar is that no, even if you're going to get a profit, the svar given elsewhere of ein anias b'makom ashiras, right? We don't treat Hekdesh as a business, right? Profit, no. People want to give money to Hekdesh, wonderful, but we don't do regular investing and business with assets of Hekdesh. So those are two svaras. Let's keep those in mind. Says the Gemara now, Ella, and there's a question whether this Ella is going only according to those who argue with Rabbi Akiva, or even Rabbi Akiva would agree to this line. Ela imratza, yeah, hafset shalov aschar lehekdesh mutter. But what if you say you take upon yourself, or the person involved in the investing takes upon themselves, that they'll bear any loss? They'll bear any loss. If there's profit, it's going to go to hektish. If any loss, I'll take care of it. Is that okay? So some say this is Rabbi Akiva. If this is also Rabbi Akiva, then obviously he's holding svar, the Gemara is holding svar number one, not svar number two. That the only problem is the potential loss. But if you hold svar number two, he should say this is us or two. right? Because you can't do business, even if you would make a profit. Kahado barzmina, but if you say it's mutter, it's like the following story of barzmina. Ispakid gabei meidol yasmin, there was put by him some money of orphans, and we assume hektish and yisomim as the same din. And asa v'shal Rebbe mana amar le in buzz di hafsid didach. If you want to do it, you take the hafsid va'agra ditravechon shari. But the profit will go to you. I mean, you'll get a little portion, a percentage, but most of the profit will go to the Beis Hamikdash. If you want to do that, that's okay. And also Rebbe Chiya bar Ada is paket gabei meidol diyasmin va'avikain. And the same thing happened with Rebbe Chiya bar Ada. He got money from. From Yisomim. Either way, this is allowed even according to Rabbi Akiva, or only according to those who argue with Rabbi Akiva. The Tikkun Chazitin here notes, doesn't it smack of ribbis? We know the Gemara's Bar Mitzvah in the fifth parak talk about this type of arrangement is kind of like ribbis. If somebody lends you money and you could only lose, he could only win, he can't lose. So at least ribbis drabanan. So the Tikkun Chazitin says, yeah, it probably is ribbis drabanan, but Litzar Hektish they allow it. Right, for Hedio they would not allow it, but for Hektish it would be allowed. I saw fascinating, one of the Achronim suggests maybe this Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, is related to another Machlokas, that Tiferes Tzion suggests. Rabbi Akiva here is worried for Gnai, Rabbi Yishmael is not worried. So he says, we know there's Machlokas, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, in Mesechas Brachan, and Daf Lamed Hey, whether you should be Noheg Derech Eretz, meaning work, Rabbi Asafta de Ganecha, or do you say no? Just learn, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of you, don't worry, rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi Yishmael is the one that says, Hanik v'eminev derech eretz, you have to live in this world. He's the one that says, take hektish and make a profit. Right? You have to, ein somchan al anes. Rabbi Akiva there says, no, bismashi Yisrael osir v'sonu shal makom, so then, malacha nasis aydei acherim. So you don't have to worry about hektish. Hektish will take care of itself. So maybe though, that machlokas tanoim, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael, it's not Rabbi Akiva there, but either way, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Shmuel Yochai, he lines up the same machlokas in our case as well. Okay, let's continue. Okay. Says the Gemara, two dots. Mosar, Peros, Vechulu, Masnisan, Rabbi Yishmael. So remember what we said in the Mishnah. We had, after this Machlokas about whether Mistaker, Mishal Hektish or not, we had the rest of the Mishnah that discussed leftovers of Mosar Peros, Mosar Truma, Mosar Nisachim, all these other ideas. And Mosar Peros, we translated then, yesterday, as the Mosar of the Prophet. And that's why the last couple of opinions don't have Moser Peros, because they all like Rabbi Akiva, there's not going to be such a thing as Moser Peros, because it's the leftover of the prophet. As we're about to see, that's really a machlokas in the Gemara. What does Moser Peros mean? Masnisan to Rabbi Yishmaeli. Right, this opinion, these are the ones that say Moser Peros is like Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef Pater Masnisa, Moser Peros is Schar LaHektish. Moser Peros is the profit that you make for Hektish, which is Rabbi Yishmael's opinion. Right, against Rabbi Akiva, where there would be no such thing, because you're not dealing with hektish like that. And Moser Nesachim, the Moser Nesachim is what? Zeus Sa'aravius. What is Sa'aravius? When the Beis HaMikdash arranges with different suppliers to supply the Beis HaMikdash with wine, with flour, what they would arrange is, we win. The Beis HaMikdash wins. If price goes up or down, you always have to give us the better price. If price goes up, then you have to still give us more. If price goes down, you still have to give us more. So sometimes the Beis HaMikdash gets extra. If price had gone down, so now they're going to get even more than they were supposed to. So that's called Sa'ah Revius. The fourth Sa'ah that they got extra. So what do you do with that? That's called Moser Nesachim. Okay, so that's what the Brisa says. What Moser Peros is and what Moser Nesachim is. That is Rav Chiya bar Yosef. Rav Yochanan Pater Masnisa. No, Rav Yochanan had different interpretations of what these categories are. Moser Peros, Zeus Sa'ah Revius. That's the Sa'ah Revius. Moser Nesachim Lebe Rutsin. Moser Nesachim is Lebe Rutsin for the heaping. When you took certain, a tablespoon, a teaspoon, or any type of container that was supplied, when they gave it to the Beis HaMikdash, they made it heaping. So that's why it was a little more than they were supposed to give. So that extra is what's meant by Moser Nesachim. Says the Gemara, V'lesle the Rav Chiya bar Yosef Lebe Rutsin. What about the first opinion? Where's the Beirutsin amount? Where is that? What category is that included in? Amr Rav Chizkiya, Madenafal, L'sar Revias, Nafal Beirutsin. It's included in Sar Revias. Whatever the Sar Revias is used for, that's what it's used for. Period. So we have a Machlokas Amoraim here. What do these categories mean? What does it mean, Moser Peros? And what does it mean, Moser Nesachim? So now the Gemara says, "Ol daite Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef nicha." I understand according to the first opinion, because this is how we explained it yesterday. According to the first opinion, the last Tanaim in the Mishnah don't have Moser Peros. You know why? Because that's what Rabbi Akiva says you're not allowed to do, and they hold like Rabbi Akiva. Ein mistakrin b'shal hektish aflo b'shal aniyim. L'fichach zev ezelo hayu moded b'peros. There was no Moser Peros by the last two opinions in the Mishnah. That's why it doesn't exist. Al daitid Rabbi Yochanan kasha, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, Moser Peros means the Sa'aravias, which everybody agrees that they existed, so why don't those last two Tanaim in our Mishnah have that category? So the Hatanina, Amdu Migimel Yisabing Midalin. As we said, if it goes up in Amdu Migimel, then if the price goes and now you can only buy three, Yisabing Midalin, so you'll have to give four. Vitanina Zevazelo Hayimod Beperos. So we say everybody agrees to Sa'aravias, but the last two Tanaim don't have Moser Peros. So answers the Gemara, lo hayu modim beperos beketz lemizbeach. Ava modim hayu beklisharis. No. It could fit in. Because it could be that Moser Peros, which does exist, which is the Saravias according to Rabbi Yochanan, it does exist according to those last Tanoim. But all this last source means is that they don't admit, they don't agree that it was used for ketz lemizbeach. That's what they argue with. Not that it didn't exist at all. They don't agree to the where it went. Ella Modin, I have a klisharis. They would send it to klisharis. That's what they would use it for, to buy new kalim for the Beis HaMikdash. So everybody, according to this opinion, everybody agrees there's a category of Moser Peros. That's what we have to do. So Ad Kedon Beirut Tzibur. So once we brought up Beirutzin, the overflows, the heaping, we talk about it a little more. So find the overflows for a Tzibur. We know what those go to. V'yafilu Beirut Tzayachid. Do we say that the overflows, let's say a private individual brought a carbon mincha that was overflowing. What do you do with his extras? So do we say that also goes to the different places that our Mishnah listed? Velo nimsu klisharis bar mishal yachid. If you say it's going to be used for a klisharis, isn't that like the issue we brought up yesterday at the beginning of the by the Shomrim case? Aren't you having a private individual's item being used for a tzibur? So the Gemara says no problem. Kahadat tanina, as we learned yesterday, isha shasta ketonas lebena ksheiro vachet tipserena letzibur. As long as it's given over properly to the tzibur with the right das, it can be used for klisharis. Period. What about this case? Arkon de beruse yachlach. I understand that the overflows, the overheaping of liquid measures would be included in the what's automatically hukdash. V'yafilu beirutzei yavesh, but would you say the same thing about dry measures? What's the difference? What's the difference between dry and heaping? The problem is, by the Tiklun Chatan explains, if I give a teaspoon, that's heaping. What's on top of the teaspoon was never inside the teaspoon. It was always on top. So maybe that's never kadosh. Liquid always transitions underneath. It all gets mixed in. It's always displaced. That's the word I'm looking for, right? It's displaced. The liquid on top was inside the kli also. So maybe you should say only liquid overflows should be included in the hektish and not the dry. So where is it? No. No, we learned also even the dry. Taman, like we learned there. Ha nesachim shekid shebekli, nesachim that were sanctified in a kli. In a kli. Betok the kli. Right? And Yavesh is also betok the kli, the Beirutzin. V'nimsa ha zevach pasol, im yesham zevach acher yikrivu imo. If there's another zevach, you're makriv with it, v'im lav, or v'im lanu, is our girsa. And if once it becomes kadosh, if it stays overnight without being hokrav, yipsul belina. But you see there, it has inherent kedusha. But this bright, I'm sorry, this, I mis-explained it, this is only by lach, this source. And therefore, in Achinami, the Yavesh Beirutzin might not have the kedusha. Only the lach has the kedusha because of what we said before, because of the displacement. Okay, next Mishnah. Ktores. The Ktores, as we know, Ktores is one of the mitzvahs of the Avoda that was done. The Kohanim used to fight over the Ktores because of the skula of bringing the Ktores. It makes you rich, even though the Gra on Yaradea says, I never saw a Sandik become rich. The Sandikos is connected to the Ktores, and he says, everybody fights over Sandikos. I never saw a Sandik become rich. But the Kohanim used to fight over it. And that's why, if you did it once in your life, you weren't allowed to do it again. Chadashim lebakarim bov afisu. We'll have it in Maseches Yuma. Right? You only can do it once in your life to get the skula. But we make the Ktores out of all of the spices. Moser Ktores maha yuov simba. What did they do with the Moser of Ktores? Where was their Moser of Ketores from? So the Gemara explains elsewhere. The Tiklan Chatan quotes it here. They used to make the Ketores once a year. Once a year they used to make, and it ended up giving us 368 portions. So all you need is 365, or maybe only 354. Right, but only 365. So there was and the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur used a little more than one portion, but there was always some extra. There was always some extra every year. And over time, all that extra accumulated that you were able to use it. But that's how you have extra Ketores, because you made it once a year, and it was always a little more than what was needed. So most of our Ketores, Mahayuos, and the Gemara says, the Mishnah says elsewhere, we learned back in Talmud, it smelled unbelievably. It was the most amazing smell that you can imagine. Think of the best smell, the best bakery, the best Erev Shabbos smell that one can imagine. The Ketores was five times better than that. People would faint from the Ketores, right? It would be unbelievable, the Ketores. The Mishnah says that they even smelled it in Yericho, right? Does that mean even all the way to Yericho or only in Yericho? We discussed that at the end of Maseches Tumin. But it was such an unbelievable smell. So Moser Ketores, Mayuosa, but what they used to use the Moser for. The problem is, what's the problem? You have this leftover Ketores. You can't automatically just use it for the next year because it was bought with last year's Shkalim. So how do you get last year's Ketores to be considered this year's Ketores? That's what we're about to do. How to get it to this year's. So, Mafrishen Mimena Schar HaUmnin, what did you do? You take from the Ketores, you separate from the Ketores the amount of Ketores that would be the value enough to pay the workers. Umamchaulin Osa Al Ma'os HaUmnin, and then you switch the Kedusha from the Ketores onto money. So now the Ketores is chol. The Ketores has no more Kedusha, only the money. I switched the Ketores, the Kedusha onto money. Kedusha only could switch onto a different item. So now in front of you, the Gabbais in the base of Mikdash have chulin Ketores and money with Kedusha. Then you pay the workers with Ketores. You give the Ketores to the workers, now they're paid. And it's theirs. And then wonderful, then you buy it back from them with the new truma, so now that's Ketores that's bought back with the new shkalim. The only problem is that you have money also here, sitting here with Kedusha. What do you do with that money? The Gemara will talk about it. But either way, you've solved your problem. If the money came on time, like hopefully it did, then you buy it from the truma chadasha. So that's a b'di'evad halacha, that if you don't have enough shkalim to buy, then you buy with the last year's. What can you do? The avoda must go on. So you can buy it with last year's. Period. So now the Gemara has a Havamina that we already answered in the Mishnah, as we explained it. But the Gemara says, what kind of money do you use? You use already sanctified money to switch the Kedusha of the Ketores? That won't work. The Gemara says, no. You use unsanctified money. Maybe most, you bring money, that's chulin. Umechalin al habinyin, like we say elsewhere, where you have workers in the Beis HaMikdash building, you have kadosh money so that the workers, meaning that when they're building it, it's chulin. Only after they finish it, you switch the kedusha onto the money. As we explained it, meaning you start off with chulin money, you switch the Kedusha of the Ketores onto it, then you give the Ketores to the workers, then you buy it back with the Truma Chadasha. So now the Gemara says now, but Osan Amos Ma'ayasavahan. So what do you do with this money that you have sitting there, that's Kadosh, that you don't want it to be used for anything else? So, Machlokas, Rebbe Omer. Omer Ani, we mentioned that many times, we're not going to go into that again, that Rebbe is the only Tana in all of Shas. So it sounds like from here, maybe even Shas Yerushalmi. I'm not familiar, but we have the phrase Omer Ani, which is like a La'aniyas Daiti. Rebbe's the only one talking about Anava. Right? The Mishnah at the end of Sota says, Mishemes Rebbe Bat La'anava. Omer Ani is a Lashon of Anava, the opposite of Gaiva, as we spoke about before. So what do you do with that money? Ma'yaseh Bahen, Rebbe Omer Ani, Yinatnu Lebeis Garmu Lebeis Avtinis. You give it to the workers that used to make the Ketores and the bakery, Shayu Bakiyin Bepitam Ketores, Ubamaisa Lechem Apanim. Right? These families that had a secret how to make the Lechem Apanim, how to make the Ketores, you give it to them. You give them, after all, because they're working within the Mikdash, so you give it to them, and just like we said earlier, you pay them from the Moser Trumas Halishkas, this is similar, you pay them with that. Period. Amar Bishmol Bar Rav Yitzchak, Vehein Sheyiyu Chayavin Lahem Mos, Mishana Sharishona. This is only you pay them for last year's work, because it's last year's Kedusha. Right? This year's, you wouldn't be able to pay it. But okay, so as long as you still owed them from last year's work, that's where you could use this money from. Period. Reb Chiya Bar Ba Boi. Rav Chiya Bar Ba had the following question. Lo hayu chayav lehamos mashar rishona. What if you didn't owe them from last year? What they used to do with the money? He had that question. Asa Rebbe Bibi Ba or Rav Ba b'shem Rav Chiya Bar Ba. Change the girsa because it has to be the same person. Okay, if you already paid them for last year, you just use it for Kesem Mizbeach, use it for Olas during the summer. Says the Gemara, what just happened here? The same person asked the question and gave the answer. Rebbe Ba Bar Kohen Ba'i, Kumi Rebbe Yossi. He asked the following question in front of Rebbe Yossi. Mechlofa Shitasi Derev Chia Bar Ba, Taman Srichalei, the Kop Shitalei. Why did he ask a question and then he gave the answer? I don't understand that. What happened? So the Gemara says, Ha de tzrichale bichli shareis. Ha de pshitale b'keitzle mizbeach. His shaila was, what could you use it for? Remember, you have the kedusha of the ktores on this money. So what could you use with this money? Can you only buy clay shareis with it? Or could you even use it for actual, I'm sorry, ha de tzrichale, the question that he had was, can you use it for kli shareis? Or only for keitzle mizbeach? Right, whether this money can be used to buy even kli shareis. Why? What's the issue? The issue is, does ktores need to be sanctified in a kli shareis? That's a machlokas, as we're about to see. If it needs to be sanctified in a kli shareis, that means it has inherent kedusha, and you could use it to buy kli shareis. If ktores does not need to be put into a kli shareis, then it might not have full kedusha, so for that, you'd have to sell it to use for keitzle mizbeach. That was the question. So, he knew you could use it for Kesem Mizbeach, but the question that he had was, could you use it for Kli Shareis, which has inherent Kedusha? To Yispalgun, because we know there's a machlokas about this issue. Pitzma b'chulin, what if you made the Ketores in a chulin Kli? You made it at home. Am I allowed to make Ketores at home and then bring it to the base of Migdash? Does that work? So that's a machlokas. Rav Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina Omar Psula, Rav Yeshua ben Levi Omar Kshera, machlokas. By the way, there is an Issa D'Oraisa to make Ketores, but that's only for your own needs. Making Ketores for the Beis HaMikdash is okay. We don't know exactly how much to measure and how to mix it and how to put it in, but let's say somebody would have the Masorah to do it. To make it for the Mikdash is fine. To make it for their own purposes is not allowed. So, Machlokas, whether it needs a Kli Shareis or not. Says the Gemara, what's the svara for this machlokas? My time is Rabbi Yossi, Bei Rabbi Chanina. Why does he say that it's psula that you need a kli shareis? Because it says kodesh hi shetehei havayasa bakodesh. Its havaya, its creation needs to be bakodesh in a kli shareis. My time is Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Why does he say that it does not need kodesh hi shetehei ba'a mitrumas alishka? No, it's kodesh, it has to come from Chumas Alishka. But it itself does not have to be put into a kli shareis. So this is a machlokas tanoim, and that was the question originally. Can you use the leftover kedusha of the kli shareis to buy a kli shareis? The leftover kedusha of the ketores to buy a kli shareis? That was the question. Because again, kli shareis has inherent kedusha. Kedusha's haguf. Right? To buy, use for keitzam is beach. What does that mean? You're going to take this money, make it into money, and then buy. So that's kedusha's damim. That's not kedusha's haguf. And that was the question that he asked before. Good. Finishing up. Amar Rabbi Yossi Bei Rabbi Bun Asya Rabbi Yossi Ben Chanina Kishmuel Rabbi Shimon Levi Rabbi Yochanan. This machlokas Tanoim is also a machlokas Amoraim. Ditaninan, because we learned in the following Hamakdish Nachasav V'Hayu Ben Dvarim Shruin LeKarbanas Sibur. Right. What happens if somebody says everything in my house belongs to the Beis Hamikdash? Somebody does that. Right. Somebody's Makdish everything in their house. So. Let's say there's tables and chairs and other things in the house. So that obviously you sell, you get the money, the Beis HaMikdash takes it. But what happens if there are items in there that are right to be used for the Beis HaMikdash itself? Right? Themselves, not selling. So Amakdash Nechasa. V'hoyu ben dvarim re'uyim l'karbon esibur. Let's say you have sheep in your house. What's the halacha with those sheep? Right? Do we say automatically the person's das was to give those items actually to the Beis HaMikdash or not? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ketores. Rabbi Yochanan says, included in that discussion is ketores that could be used. Well, ketores? He made that ketores in his house? Ah, it must be that Rabbi Yochanan holds that you don't need to do it in a kli shareis. If there's a possibility that the ketores made in the person's house could be used actually in the Beis HaMikdash, it must be that Rabbi Yochanan holds that you don't need a kli shareis. So, Amar Oshia, Tipater, Be'uman Mishal Beis Avtinis, Sheyanota B'schar Ketores. No, there's no raya from that case. That case might be talking about a case where the people who make the Ketores are using Klei Shareis there in their houses to make it, or in the Beis HaMikdash. That's where they're making it. Okay, before it was brought back. Udrab Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Kishmuel. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, who says that you need a klisharis, Shmuel follows his sheet. Adamar Afuna, B'shem, Shmuel, Machteshes, also a soka klisharis, Lakadesh, the grinder that they used to use for the Ktaras. They used that, they made it, gave it the status of Kedusha before it was used. Period. Amr Reb Yossi be Rebbe Bun, Amri Reb Chuna Kumi Reb Yossi, Davar Shakod Kidesh Bekli Sharis Nifta, something that, says Rebbe Bun, they said, he asked, something that was Kadosh Bekli Sharis can be redeemed? Meaning what? If you're saying Ktores was made earlier, we said you're not going to use it for the Beis HaMikdash, so it's a possibility that it would be redeemed? But there's no pidyon for something that is Kedushas Haguf. And if the Ktores was made in a Kli Sharis, you can't be poded it. So how did our Mishnah, what does our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah says you can change it onto the Kedusha and then give it to the workers. If you say that a Kedusha requires to be in a Kli Sharis, then that's Kedusha Zaguf. It can't be Nifteh. So isn't our Mishnah a Raya that it does not need to be in a Kli Sharis? So Amar Lei, no. Below the Shmueli, aren't we saying that Shmuel is the one that holds that it does not need? The Shmuel Amar, Kalu B'moser. Shmuel would say, I'm sorry, doesn't Shmuel say that it needs? But Shmuel says, though, that if you have leftovers, still, you could say that there was an inherent condition that even though it has inherent Kedusha, Kedusha Saguf, if there was leftovers, there's an understanding that it can be redeemed. This Palgun, as we know from the following discussion, the following Machlokas, Hosiru Tamimim, if at the end of the year, you have Karbanos that are left over, that are Tamim, that were not used for Karbanos Sibor, Shmuel Amar Niftik Tamimim, you can redeem them even though they don't have a Baal Mum. What do you mean? Doesn't it have Kedusha Saguf? No, Shmuel holds. Leftovers, inherently, they make an inherent implicit condition originally. Leftovers automatically could be Nifta. That's Shmuel's stance. The same thing with Ktores. Reb Yochanan Amar Niftin Kipsulei HaMakdash. Reb Yochanan says, no, he argues there, you have to wait till it gets a mum, and then redeem it. Similar machlokes, Hosiru Seirim, the Seir used for the Karbanos Chatos. If they were left over, Ol Daiti de Shmuelim Ola Niftes Lo Koshekin Chatos. If the carbon ola, for the carbon tamids can be nifta, surely chatos, which doesn't have as high kedusha. All that did Reb Yochanan, Amar Reb Zira Yiru. Again, Reb Yochanan says, no, you have to wait till they get a mum, and then redeem them. But Shmuel consistently holds that if something is left over, even if it had kedusha saguf, you can redeem it, you can redeem it. Amar Reb Shmuel Bar Reb Yitzchak, Mekaitzim Enetzim Izbeach. Shmuel Rav Yitzchak goes, no, what they do with the leftover seirim, they used to use it for carbonous ola in the summers when it was quiet. The kasha yishchata shekreva ola. But if it was for chat, it's leftover chatos money. How could you use that for ola? All ketsim is beach is olas in the summer. Amar Reb Yosef, no. Shani shein karbanas sibur nikvan ela b'shchita. Karbanas sibur only get their status when they're shechted l'shem sibur. Before that, it's more of a general kedusha, and therefore it can be used as an ola. And again, the Mefarshim Tiklan Chatan explains here that it also has to do with the condition made implicitly originally. Amar Reb Chiya Tanai Bezdinu. He says it explicitly. Ala Moser Shikriva Olos. The Tanai Bezdin. That is a condition Bezdin makes, not literally Bezdin makes, but this is the halacha, that anything left over, Shmuel holds, can be redeemed, even though it's Tamim. Again, there's more here in terms of Ktaris. Maybe we'll start a little bit with more Ktaris issues tomorrow, and then we will continue. Again, there's Daf Be'in Shir, hopefully that's up from last night. Everybody could feel free to enjoy.